The National Best Farmers Awards Day has, since its inception, served as an encouragement to farmers. It is also evident that farmers have become better over the years because of the criteria for the awards. Good farm practices, such as keeping records and taking care of the environment, have been adopted by farmers because they want to qualify for the awards. The District Director of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture in the Sene District of the Bonafu region, Samuel Apiga, made these remarks on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News.
Since its inception in 1985, we realized that before 1985, a lot of our farmers, even though we had extension offices, were not actually keen in adopting modern technologies in farming. I'll give an example. Most of them were not doing the right fertilization, the right soil and water management, the right supplementary feeding, not providing housing for their livestock, not reporting sick animals to the veterinary services. But since the inception, as the years go by, a lot of the farmers have realized that if they don't do all these good practices, both in crop and livestock production, they will not benefit from the National Farmers Day, either national, regional, or district. Because the criteria for a farmer to qualify for an award is very, very strict. You cannot qualify for an award when you don't adopt modern technologies in agriculture, be it livestock, crops, or fishes. Secondly, you cannot be an award winner if you don't keep records of your farm, be it livestock, crops, or fishes. And thirdly, you cannot be an award winner if you don't take the environment in which you work into consideration. You cannot be an award winner if you are somebody who you cut trees anyhow, you don't plant trees, you don't care for the environment, you plow anyhow, not taking into consideration soil and water management, or you are somebody who likes burning bush or crop residues after harvest. These practices does not qualify a farmer to be an award winner. So these are a lot of things that farmers have realized that if they continue to practice the bad practices, they will not qualify to win an award.
Mr. Apiga, have you had some farmers coming to you asking, what do I do to qualify or for my farm to be inspected in preparation for...
A lot of them come to ask. A lot of farmers call me saying that they have sheep and goats, they have cattle, and they want to qualify to be the best cattle farmer or the best small ruminant farmer or the best pig farmer. What is the criteria for them to qualify? And I tell them a lot of things. That first, housing is very important. So these are the practices that we insist on that help to improve both livestock and crop production because of the National Farmers Day. Even not forgetting about the prizes that they get. The fact that it is also helping in livestock and crop production, the fact that the farmers are aware that if they have the certificate signed by the minister or the president of the Republic of Ghana and they take it to the bank, it enhances their ability to collect a loan from the bank. That alone is something that the farmers cherish a lot.
The Deputy Minister of Food and Agriculture and Chairman of the National Planning Committee, Nia Masana Mwale, said all is set for the celebrations. He said this year, monies were released on time and a fair number of donations have also come in to support the program.
Everything is in place. Monies were released on time. Those who are giving donations got it.
This is one celebration that receives so much support from the private sector. How would you say it has been this year?
This year has been good. We've got new donors coming into it. And they are seeing the prospects in agriculture and they are seeing how hard our farmers are working. So we are supporting our farmers and we are happy with it. I have to thank our gallant farmers because nobody wakes up in the morning and doesn't think of food.
That was the Deputy Minister of Food and Agriculture and Chairman of the National Planning Committee, Nia Masana Mwale.